This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things you got to do with the jobs report is take it apart a little bit. Tease out the details so you can see what slices of this economy are doing well and which maybe aren't. In the former category today, the doing well slice, we find manufacturing where 29,000 jobs were added in June, which means the number of people making actual stuff is finally back to where it was in the before times. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
The COVID-19 pandemic made a lot of manufacturers realize that relying on the global supply chain doesn't always work out. Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, says that's why a lot of companies have been expanding in the U.S.
Major semiconductor companies, you've seen Ford and GM, you've seen some other automakers make massive new investments in big factories.
Those kinds of investments don't only require manufacturing jobs. Dartmouth professor Teresa Fort says a lot of new manufactured goods require a lot of digital components, and that means hiring engineers and other types of service sector jobs.
Think about your talking refrigerator, right? And so that requires a lot of workers that might not necessarily be in a manufacturing plant.
Demand for manufactured goods has started to ease up a bit, in part because consumers have been spending less on goods and more on things like traveling and going out to eat. But Tim Fiore at the Institute for Supply Management says manufacturers still have a big backlog to get through.
You know, we've had 2 or 3 months of softening new order levels, and therefore we're eating into the backlog.
A bigger issue, Fiore says, is that even though manufacturers are hiring, companies he surveyed are also shedding workers fast.
We have an excessively high amount of quits. It continues to happen. And in addition, in the month of June, we had more respondents commenting that they saw more early retirements than they had in the prior couple of months.
As a result, Fiore says manufacturing production could have trouble keeping up. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.